Man, what a setup. Let it be Jesus, the first name that I call. And so often we come and we try to by works prove ourselves or prove our salvation or earn it. And it's only by the name of Jesus. And that's part of the testimony that Jonathan brings today is that saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. He came about a week and a half ago, one Wednesday night in, and he said, I'm ready to be baptized. I'm ready to show that I'm putting myself under God, under His authority. You came to a saving knowledge of Jesus at what age?
Probably 14, something like that.
14 at Woodlands Camp?
Yeah.
And for you that know Jonathan is he's a quick thinker, and he always has an answer to any question you have. He's so quick to answer, you don't even think he heard you. You want to say, stop, let me finish my question, and then you finish your question, you realize he already knew where you're going with your question. So he's very quick, and he's used that to his disadvantage more than advantage, and would say. But he came to a saving knowledge of faith in the past few months, and he came in and a week and a half ago just really expressed that in such a way that you knew, even his parents said, they'd seen some changes in his life, and the way he expressed that through witnessing like Madison's testimony and several other in the past several months, he came to realize he came to the end of the road. He knew that the way he was going, what he was doing, was not getting him where he wanted to be. And he was tired of chasing a goal that couldn't be found. And he's ready to surrender. I think of Ephesians 2:8, where it says, "For by grace we are saved through faith." And I think Jonathan was at a place living, for by grace he thought he was saved through knowledge. And he even expressed that he knew it up here. He just had to get it down here. And that's where he's at. And today he wants to come before you guys and be part of the body. We said it was even good that he hadn't been baptized in the past because he'd had opportunities and chances, but he just didn't feel right about that. But now he feels good about coming before the body of believers, body of Christ, and saying he's part of you. He identifies as you only by putting himself under God's authority. Is that your testimony?
Yeah.
Would you like to add anything to that?
Well, I mean, he was just saying how, like, and he's not wrong. I knew all the right answers in my mind. And, like, I knew, I guess, the concept of what you're supposed to believe in and stuff. But it was, I guess, the acknowledgement, several questions I had that was, I guess, I wouldn't say holding me down, just kind of kept the ups and downs of what I thought was right or wrong. But I guess over the last couple of months, it just kind of, what I wanted to know was finally answered. And that way I knew that I wasn't just, because there is, like, I mean, the reality of it was there was no doing it both ways. There was only one way, and I just finally decided and learned that I can't do it my way only. And then Madison made me really stop and think as well when she brought up the fact that she tried to get herself by herself in a way that was good enough for God, but that's not how this works. He's got to be the one to change you, not you change for him.
Absolutely. And what he's saying there is he acknowledges he can't do it both ways. He's put in this life of sin that he's recognized, he's acknowledged. He's burying that in the grave and realizing that only the power of Christ can bring us back from death. And he's here now to live that new life in Christ. So with your profession of faith, it's really my pleasure, it really is, to hold you under water. I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah, absolutely. And it's awesome to be standing here and seeing that there's several people out here that could be here baptizing him that have participated in this walk and have walked along and faithfully served the Lord to bring Jonathan to this point. Let me pray for us real quick. Father, we just praise you. God, what a What a joy it is to see a son, to see a brother come and just kneel before you and humble himself before you. Say, I'm tired. I'm ready. I'm ready to listen. I'm ready to obey. I'm ready to love. God, we just praise you and we thank you for not giving up on us, for chasing us, for longing for us. God, we just praise you this morning. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.